CPL Pest Control. Send bugs to bug heaven. Call 281-683-6737.
Alrighty, welcome back to CPL Pest Control's podcast channel. I'm your host, Chris Villarreal, and today we are talking about bed bugs here in the Houston area. We've all heard the infamous bedtime rhyme. Good night, sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite. The bed bug is probably the most feared insects that we pest professionals encounter. And with good reason. Nobody wants to wake up in the middle of the night or be laying on their sofa and wake up or be bothered by bugs in that bed or sofa or wherever it is that you know that they're sitting. And nobody likes the idea of bugs crawling around. And so bed bugs carry with them a lot of stigmatisms. They carry with them, they're just a huge nuisance. So what does the bed bug look like? What are we looking for when we're asking ourselves the question, do I have bed bugs? So bed bugs are small. They're about a quarter inch long. They're reddish brown. They do not have any wings, and they're oval and flat. And then here is the key feature. They move really fast. So I've had customers in the past call and ask and have us come out to do our free inspection and inquiring as to whether they have ticks or whether they have bed bugs. And the reason why they're wondering whether they have ticks is because the tick parallels a lot of the same features. The tick is also kind of that same colorish. They're also very flat, but they do not move as fast as the bed bug. And so that is one of the key distinguishing features. And then, of course, where the bed bug is located is also huge. So the bed bug life cycle contains three stages: the egg, several nymphal stages, and then the adult. So the developmental time from the egg to the mature adult ranges somewhere between 37 to 128 days, depending on the temperature and then also on the host availability. That host availability means how often are they able to bite and, you know, suck blood out of a host. And unfortunately, that's often the customer, right? And so bed bugs are usually nocturnal, which means they're active at night, and they're blood-sucking pests. So that's why they kind of fall into that, you know, question of, do I have ticks or do I have bed bugs? And so the bed bug feeding may produce extreme localized irritation and swelling of the skin. So wherever the bed bug decides to feed on you, that often produces that irritation, kind of look the rash looking environment and swelling of that area. So those are some of the things that you're looking for as to, you know, do I have bed bugs? And then also one of the things I'm inspecting when we're doing our courtesy free bed bug inspection is, does the bed sheet have blood? Like I said, bed bugs they're gross. Nobody likes them. They come with this fear for a reason. And so when they get done, you know, pinching you and biting you, they do not put a Band-Aid on you. And so that produces that continuing leakage out of you, which is what we're looking for on those bed sheets. But one of the interesting features of the bed bug, I've had several people in the past tell us, well, you know, I used to have bed bugs, but we've been out of that home or apartment for some time. I don't think I have them anymore. Could you go out and just make sure that we don't have any bed bugs? you know, considering that this person did not get a bed bug treatment, there more than likely is still going to remain a problem. And the reason why is that bed bugs can withstand a long period of starvation, which means they do not have to connect to the host for a long period of time, which can be trouble, right? So they don't necessarily need a host to survive, which can be troublesome, right? So that's what makes a bed bug treatment that much more important. And so, like I said, what are we looking for when we're doing inspections? We're looking at clothing, we're looking at bedding materials, the sleeping quarters, to check for A, that, you know, what may be blood stains, and then B, also bed bug accumulation. Here a while back, I did probably, in my opinion, the worst bed bug infestation I had ever seen. And that was just because the bed bug accumulation was outstanding. I mean, there was literally, it had gotten to the point where you can literally see the eggs, you know, where they were coming back and kind of colonizing, you know, in this certain area. And then there was another sub-colony just on the other side of the frame. And so those are some of the areas that we're looking at. But just because you have bed bugs does not mean that you're necessarily dirty. Bed bugs do not discriminate. They go into very wealthy homes, they go into not so wealthy homes. They go into clean homes, and they go into dirty homes. The bed bug does not care whose home they're invading. And the reason why is because bed bugs transfer via host. In other words, we bring the bed bug from point A to point B, from someone else's home to our home, or the movie theater to our home, from a hotel to our home. And that is what continues this cycle. And so the next question is, well, how do I get rid of bed bugs? There are a lot of over-the-counter, products that claim they work, but really should be sued under the Deceptive Trade Practices Act because they do not work. They advertise like they work, but really they don't. And the reason why they don't work is a couple of reasons. A, those products do not come with, you know, trained experts that know how to apply the chemical and the pesticide. And then B, the actual pesticide and chemical that is being sold over the counter is not the same stuff that the professionals have their hands on. So just to kind of give you an idea, the state regulates chemicals, and they regulate based on percentages of the active ingredient in products. And so the stuff that the professionals maintain is a lot stronger than the stuff that is sold over the counter. Though the stuff that is sold over the counter swears by its brand that it can take care of the problem. And this is a problem that I have. Given the legal background that I have, those of you that follow this channel know that I am a practicing attorney here in the state of Texas. And when I see a product like that being sold, and I see a company that's taking advantage of customers and clients just like you, swearing up and down the roof that they can take care of your bed bug problem if you buy their product, when in actuality, they know that it's not going to take care of the problem, that angers me, because nobody wants to wake up to bed bugs. Nobody wants to have the bed bug in their home. And that is what, you know, gets us here at CPL Pest Control very passionate about taking care of the bed bug job. And then there are those in the profession also that choose to go the heat treatment. Now, I have nothing bad to say about the heat treatment. We do offer it in very, very extreme situations, but we often do not have to do the heat treatment. And so most pest companies will, they swear by it. And then, like I said, it does work. Heat treatment is how we, you know, do get rid of bed bugs in very severe infestations. But it's not the ideal way. And the reason why it's not the ideal way is because there is a more cost-effective bed bug treatment for you in your home. There is a way that we here at CPO Pest Control promise and guarantee that we can take care of your bed bug problem. I was just reading an article earlier this week where, you know, a company was bragging on the fact that they've had to go back 5 to 7 times to complete a bed bug job. And I'm thinking, what in the world was your tech doing? What in the world was your technician doing that it took 5 to 7 applications to get rid of this bed bug problem? Was it not properly diagnosed? Was the proper chemical not used? Were the proper techniques not applied? Things like that should not be tolerated. It should not take 5 to 7 visits from a pest control company to take care of your bed bug problem. And that's why we here at CPL Pest Control are different than our competitors. This is the reason why we go above and beyond to make sure we knock out your bed bug problem. That way you can get a good night's rest the day we go out and spray and take care of your bed bug problem. So listen, if you're here in the Houston area, if you're in Montgomery County, Harris County, Waller County, Galveston County, all the way from Galveston to Waller, Tomball, that's everybody in between, give us a call. I'd love to go out to your home, give you a free, thorough inspection, and tell you what we can do to take care of the problem. That way you can get a good night's rest. Because if you don't have a good night's rest, there's no way you're going to be productive the next day. So give us a call today. That's 281-683-6737. If you live in the Rio Grande Valley, that's from South Padre Island all the way to Roma. If you live in the Rio Grande Valley, give us a call at 956-739-0259. And if you've heard this podcast and you have bed bugs and you give us a call, please mention that you listen to Chris with the Bed Bug Podcast. We have a very special promotion that is just for you. So give us a call. No obligations. Give us a call and we will be out there as soon as we can to get rid of your bed bugs. As always, we thank you for checking out CPL Pest Control's podcast channel. We wish you the very best and we desire to help you out. So we look forward to your call, and we hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Hello, I'm Chris with CPL Pest Control. If you're like most homeowners, your home is your most valuable possession. You want to protect it from termites, roaches, mosquitoes, rats, mice, and other unwanted pests that can cause damage and even spread serious diseases to you, your family, and your pets. At CPL Pest Control, we understand that. We're a full-service pest control company dedicated to helping folks just like you live pest-free lives. So call us today at 281-683-6737 for a free pest consultation and a free estimate. And be sure to visit our website at www.cplpestcontrol.com.
Google CPL Pest Control.